Let's begin, or let's continue, I should say. All right, we left off on page Ayin, Perek Beis, page Ayin. So again, new chapter. Reish spirit soni lahodos laKadosh Baruch Hu shezikani ledaber b'fnei anoshim hatzmeim u'mishtokikim. That was recorded on here as well. So it's Rishis Brisoni Lahodos Akadosh Baruch Hu She Zikini Ledaber Bifne Anosh Matzmim Mishtokim Harach Vesaholim Haruchni Hapnimi Shalahem. So the first of all, it's actually quite beautiful. The Mechaber says, I want to thank Akadosh Baruch Hu for giving me the opportunity to speak to such an illustrious audience. Of course, again, he doesn't know who's buying his book, but all right, he'll have to settle for us. So he goes on, Akdim Va'omer, B'derech Klal, Kisha Adam Menaseh La'avir Dvarim, Kol Zman Sha'advarim Heim B'geder Mekubalim, Yiduim Mukharim, Ein Hashomim Margishim Tzorech L'chapes Mekoros. Aval Kishyesh Ezo Shehi Nekudas Chidush B'dvarim, Ba'ofen Tiv'i, Ha'adam Tzamei Ladas Mi Beten Mi Yotzu Ha'advarim Heichem. So also, the Mechaber makes a very interesting point. He says that when somebody tells you something that you know, and that's accepted as a truth, so the truth is, nobody asks for sources. So if I tell you that the world is round, okay, so everybody accepts that. No one's going to ask me, well, how do you know that? But, however, when it comes to however, when you say something that is a chidush, when you say something that no one's ever heard before, so people often want to know, where did this come from? What's the source of this knowledge? Now, why is he telling this? Omer Eifo Vemilin Brurus. He says, let me explain this very clearly. Gidalnu al birkei Torah HaKidosha, Vizulas Zeh, Ein Lanu Mekar Acher. So he says, we've grown up on the lap of the Torah, and aside from the Torah, we have no other source. Lo Karasi, Lo Shanisi, Ve'ini Yodea Sifrei Chachmei Umo Sa'olam, the gam lo chachamim asher zem mikarov bo vautziu sorim emunim anu alai haTorah hakidosha shenitna lanu b'har Sinai v'chol yinigasenu eina ela mimena ki hakol nimtza sham. So the Mechaber says something very interesting. See, he's preparing us, because what he's saying is, I'm going to say some things that you never heard before, and you're probably going to ask yourself, where did he get that from? So I just want to put this out there from the beginning. He says, if you look in my bibliography, there's only one source in the bibliography, and it is Torah. Now, you have to understand something. The beauty of Torah is that it's multifaceted, and it's multidimensional. And you could look at one thing and see one idea, and I could look at the very same thing, whether it's a pasuk or a text or something else, and see something dramatically different. And who's right? So the answer is, we could both be right. I mean, we could also both be wrong, but we could also both be right. That's the incredible profundity of Torah. You know, I'll say something interesting. In many of the other shiurim that we have here, so very often the style I like to do is to develop multiple approaches. Okay, so last night we had a shiur on Parshas Lech Lecha. So we spoke about, you know, what was the nature of the test of Avraham Avinu? Well, what does it mean? The fundamental question we asked was, if God tells you that you can go and you're going to be successful, so why is that a test to listen to God? Assuming you know that it's God. Hey, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, go, I need you to do something for me, and you're going to be wildly successful. All right, who wouldn't take that deal? So we developed four different approaches in understanding why Lech Lecha is a test. So somebody asked me afterwards, Sunu, which one is right? And I answered, all of them. All of them, meaning they're not mutually exclusive. It's just the beauty of the Torah. So he's saying over here, very important, that he's going to say things in the Sefer that we may have not heard before, but don't think they're coming from some kind of outside source. They all have their root in Torah. Elo shetzarech einayim liros. Listen to these profound sentences. Elo shetzarech einayim liros, v'oznayim l'shmoa. See, but the chap in life is, you have to have eyes with which to see and ears with which to hear. Aval etzem divareinu, ein bohem shum tosefes amash nichtav b'svarim hakidoshim aydei chachaminu zal. And this is so profound. He says, sometimes the reason why some of these concepts may sound new to us is because we perhaps have never had the right, our ears have not been set on the right decibel level, and perhaps we've not been wearing the right prescription to be able to see often the truths that are right in front of us. He goes on, the section that begins, Ha'olam ha'panimi, the inner world, Metzios Muchoshes. Metzios Muchoshes literally means a reality that can be experienced. Kasha Levatos, Esma She Amar Bebitui Shel Hartso, Va'agid Madua. Hasiba Shemachmasa Higati Ladabar, Himachmas Yud Panimi. So the Mechaber says, the reason why I have reached many of the conclusions that I have in this particular sefer is because of an internal understanding. Hakara sheyesh olam mesuyam shukayam, because there's a recognition that there is a very specific other world that exists. Ubemilim yoser amitios. Let me tell you exactly what I'm saying. Hu yoser kayam meha olam shu hu yoser kayam meha olam shu oso anaknu makirim ba'ofen hamochshin. So the Mechaber says something amazing. He says, it's very important to understand that there is another plane of existence. There's not, you know, what he's referring to over here is a spiritual realm. Now, he's not talking over here about the afterlife, Olam Haba. So what he's referring to is the fact that the world that we live in, there are two planes of existence. There's a physical plane of existence, a spiritual plane of existence. And the Mechaber says, what's important to understand is that the spiritual plane of existence is just as real as the physical plane of existence. When man, what's the difference? The difference is that the physical world is exposed. The physical world is right here. I could see it in front of me. I could put my arms around it. I could see it. I could define it. Whereas the spiritual realm is much more amorphous. If you ask me, where is it? I can't point to a place. If you ask me what it has in it, I can't necessarily identify the objects that are there. Top of Ayin Aleph. Ha'olam ha'panimi, olam kasum, olam shel oneg, olam shel chibur. The inner world is a magical world, a world of incredible enjoyment, and a world of connection. Hulo olam shel demyonos. It's not just a conceptual world. Hu olam mamoshi, it's real. Ubarer yoser me ha'olam hamochshi hamukar lanu. And it's even more real than the physical world in which we live. Hashulchan, hakisei, v'hamenorah. Lepamim, because, you know, again, what he's saying is, a person will say, well, reality is that which I can put my hands on. So I can put my hands on the shtender. It exists. It exists. You can't get about the philosophical, do we all exist? It exists. It's here. It's right in front of me. I can pound on it. I can learn on it. I can break it. I can build it. I can do whatever. It's here. So the Mechaber says, it's important to understand that the spiritual realm is just as real as the shtender. Lepamim, sometimes when we try to enter into this inner world, notim lachshov b'tiva sha'olam ha'panimi pachos yodua, pachos mukar, v'imkein ulai zeh dimyon, ha'zivo shel b'nei adam ha'rotzim lachavos kol minei dvarim, v'lachein hei medamim b'dimyon ha'mitztarif l'dimyon, u'bonim la'asma b'nyan shalom. Sometimes what we think to ourselves is, well, you know, there's another spiritual plane. But the truth is, when people attribute characteristics to that spiritual plane, it's more like almost like anthropomorphic, meaning they don't really, it's not really true. It's just we give descriptions of things in order to make them a little bit more real for us. But that the spiritual realm is not as real. Sarach ladas, sha'olam ha'panimi, hu yoser mochshi, meha olam bo anu chay. So says the Mechaber, a person should understand that the inner world is more real than the world in which we live. Mi she'eino batuach tekach, someone who is not sure of this, dome hu lo'oso iver, she'eino roe ma she'nimtza l'neged eino. So he says something amazing. He says a person who denies this reality is like a blind person who ultimately does not see what's in front of him, obviously. Right? So a person's blind, doesn't see the world around him. So what does he do? Hupone la'omdim misaviva v'shoel. He turns around to those who are around him and he says, Ha'im betuchim atem sha'shulchan kayum. Are you sure that the table exists? Meaning, can you imagine this? A blind person goes ahead and says, you tell me the table exists, but I don't think the table exists. Why? Because I don't see it. So he said, that's ridiculous. Of course you don't see it. You're blind. So he goes on. He says, Mea achus shukai. So what would we say to the blind person? 100% it exists. Afilu ein sad katan shelo. There's not even like a small possibility that it doesn't exist.
Don't mess with my system.
So there's not even a possibility that it doesn't exist. So the Gemara says, sorry, so the Mechaber says, Ehem nodim lo b'rosho al she'in aroa. So Nebuch, they nodded him that he doesn't see. U'maftirim bi'itzuv mahu b'rachamim. Rachmonos alav, she'ashem yishlach lo refuah shalema, v'yuchal liros. O az nechocha she'kol she'ilosav chasiros kol basis. So what happens if the blind person goes ahead and says, well, does the table really exist? I don't think it exists. After all, I didn't see it. So what do we say to such an individual? Nebuch, you know, his circumstances are preventing him from understanding that the fact that he doesn't see is not because the item doesn't exist. It's because he has certain handicaps and impairments. So hopefully one of two things will happen. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send him a refuah shleima and heal him from his handicaps, or what? Or maybe he'll come to understand that ultimately he is handicapped, and that's why he can't see what it is that's right in front of him. He goes on, Bar lechol ben Adam, sheroa sheyesh shulchan, ve'im ben Adam omid leneged shulchan, b'shol le'im atem betuchim sheyesh kan shulchan, v'milam beruos, hu iver, v'lachin yesh sveikos. So no different. If a person were to go ahead and be standing opposite the table, and then he asks me again, are you sure the table's here? I'd say, Nebuch, he just doesn't see. He's blind. And therefore, because he's blind, he has all of these doubts. Ha'olam ha'panimi hu olam boror muchlat vadoi. Einenu ba'im ledaber kan al dvarim sheyesh bohen achilu tzad katan shel sari. So I was like, you understand now the mashal. So what's the mashal? Or that's the nimshal. The nimshal is, very often in life, we're blind. We're blind to certain realities, and we assume that because we don't see those realities, that we guess they don't exist. But in reality, it's not true. It's there. It's right in front of me. I just don't see them. I just want to tell you, this is an incredible metaphor for life in general. It's true on spiritual, meaning we don't even realize that very often we exist with either tunnel vision or very often no vision at all. And we just don't really see the realities that are existing all around us. But just because we don't see them doesn't make them any less real. He goes on and he says, let's just do one more paragraph. He says, Lachin habitui shal advarim eino lelamed anashim, vadei lo legalos ra'ayonos chadashim, ela legalos olam kayim olam mitziusi kosum umufla. So he says, what's our goal here in the Sefer? Our goal in Limud, and our goal in learning in general, is not necessarily to teach new information. Our idea is to open eyes. Because so often we resign ourselves to live life with a certain prescription, and that prescription prevents us from seeing many different things. The goal is to enhance one's eyesight, to be able to see that which is real, that which is around, and that which ultimately impacts my life. He gives one more example, but this will stop. Actually, no, it will stop over here. Yeah, I'm sorry. I want to leave you on a little bit.